Look at the figure. We have a datum and we have position coordinates. The next step is to come up with length equations for each rope. Notice that we have two ropes, so we need two equations. So let's come up with the length of rope one first, L1. All right, so just go around the rope and figure out how long it is. So starting on the left side, you can see that the length of rope one is SA plus 2SC. And there's no SB in this one. So you're probably thinking, well, there's extra bits that we didn't account for. You know, the stuff that goes over the pulleys and above the datum. Well, those never change. So we really don't have to worry about those. All right, so now let's look at the length of rope two. If you look at rope two, the length is SB plus SB minus SC. And that's the equation.